God lives and works today. This motto should be written over every life, especially in view of the dark and ominous future which lies before us. However, God can only intervene and demonstrate His all-conquering power under a certain condition. What is this condition? The answer is in today's meditation by Basilea Schlink called The Way of the Cross.
Today we're approaching the time of martyrdom. Men are hated and persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ. And even in the so-called Christian countries, the spirit of the Antichrist is on the march. This spirit not only ridicules God and Jesus Christ, but also seeks to use violence against believers and to exterminate everything Christian. Soon the atheistic anti-Christian wave will roll over all countries, just as Jesus prophesied for the last times. The times in which we're now living, you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake, Matthew 24. That's why there's nothing so important in our time as the love for Jesus, exclusive love which has known something of the fellowship of his sufferings. Otherwise we're lost. Otherwise we have no strength to endure suffering for his sake. Many cases could be mentioned of believers who had not entered into the fellowship of his sufferings. In the hour of trial, they either denied the Lord or forsook him. They were people who earlier had not been willing to suffer or sacrifice for Jesus' sake. They didn't want to sacrifice their position or income, their honor, livelihood, or family. Such people, when they had no opportunity to escape martyrdom, broke down completely in despair. They had nothing of the joy of the first Christians. It wasn't written in vain that those who love Jesus will receive the crown of life. Those who love him are conquerors, even in the deepest suffering and martyrdom. If, therefore, one should sell all his possessions to attain this love, Song of Solomon 8, verse 7, he would still have given too little. For it's such a precious treasure, it's worth everything. Because Jesus knows the treasure he's offering, he can justly call us to take up our cross and to follow him in the fellowship of his sufferings. He knows that he is offering eternal life. He knows that he will repay us 100-fold for everything we forsake out of love when we follow him on the way of the cross. He will repay us while we're on earth, and even more in eternal glory.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilea Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please write to God Lives and Works Today, 9849 North 40th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85028-4099, USA. God bless you.